Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's Chuck Berry, by the way, bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, and of course, they're available at Amazon. Nick Chaffee is our guest. He's the co-founder and CEO of Rockstar Connect. Nick, tell us about Rockstar.
Yep, sorry, you cut out there for a second.
Tell us about Rockstar.
Yeah, so Rockstar Connect, up to this point, our business has been largely that we are a branding program, that we elevate people, professionals in their industry, to being thought leaders, rock stars, and local celebrities. We do this through marketing them at a monthly business networking event where they are the center of attention and they are the leader of the pack, and they are the ones that meet everyone at the event, front and center, at the check-in table. And we're promoting them on social media together with their local efforts to get their name out in a big way online. And we do that through all the social media platforms. And so between the in-person events and the online social media, we're marketing them as the local rock star.
Help
them become the referral agent in their field, in their industry, and in their community. And they're giving back and providing people with a what's in it for them. Instead of just telling people about their business, they're doing something for others to connect them and bring them
Rockstar
together.
RockstarConnect.com, is that right?
That's right, yes. Right. And we're launching a national membership coming up soon for all the attendees. So we'll have some exciting information on that as it comes
out.
So
check it out, folks. What we're talking about now, folks, is that Nick, who's 26, a millennial CEO, millennial entrepreneur, millennial startup founder, is talking about what he did not learn in school and what being a millennial didn't prepare him for. In the previous segment, he admitted that he needed to learn how to make phone calls, and that's an increasingly important part of his world, that he needed to be able to do a better job of writing emails. This segment, we're going to talk about customer service. You mentioned that last segment too, Nick. I think this is the most important one, because one of the things that it seems to me that millennials don't come to the marketplace understanding is customer service isn't just a perfunctory act of handing somebody a product and making their change right and telling them to have a great day. There's a lot more to it, and it's the way you get customers to come back, isn't it?
Yeah, when I took my first business class sophomore year at college, the only thing I learned, and I learned everything I had known at that point about entrepreneurship. It was a phenomenal class, but it was all focused around the Silicon Valley startup founders that, you know, 10x, 100x exits of their business, raising tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in venture capital, and it was all technical based. And what that sort of led me down the path of is that I was always thinking about, in our generation, tech will solve this. Tech will handle this communication. You know, we'll have bots doing all the customer service. And when I got into a more traditional business model like Rockstar Connect, where we deliver a service, we get paid for that service, and we have customers and clients, it was a shakeup for me, at least in the first 6 months. And it made me have to really rethink and understand the customer and the client and the owner relationship. And that's why the phone call is so important in our world, is because you don't want to just solve things via digital platforms like email and text and messages. It's very hard to get a feel for people's tone, people's emotion, the way people feel about things. Most of the battle, Jim, is the communication for us of understanding what's going to please the customer and also be most effective for them.
Yep.
You can't get that sort of impact without hearing voice to voice. It's already hard enough to not be face to face. The best thing you can do is at least be voice to voice. And that's one thing that we've really focused on as a company, is making ourselves available to get on
the
phone.
Have you had a hard time? Have you found it difficult to impart to your millennial employees the importance of what you're talking about? Have they resisted you? Have they rolled their eyes at you like as some of my millennials have done to me? Have you had that experience?
Well, I mean, I had that experience myself initially. I mean, I'm on here to be transparent. You know, there was times where I was rolling my eyes, you know, at my partner, at myself. You know, I don't need to get on the phone. And then I just realized, you know, I'm going to be able to sleep a lot better at night and do my job better and be a better CEO by being on the phone more and being the first person to pick up the phone and solve an issue and hit it head first instead of let it linger for a week. And, yeah, I mean, we're a team of about 15 people, and I would say over half of our staff at least is millennials. And, you know, probably not. Probably three or four of our employees out of the 14 are millennials. And right. We've definitely had our moments of not wanting to pick up the phone and call a restaurant or
so,
a venue.
So hold on, Nick. We got less than a minute left. I got to get this one last point in. You got to help me with this. You got to get your millennials to stop saying no problem. They got to start.
No problem.
They got to quit saying, yeah, exactly. They got to quit saying no problem. They got to learn how to say thank you, you're welcome, it's my pleasure. But no problem doesn't work, Nick. Please stop your generation from doing that, would you please?
I will take that out of my vernacular when I'm on the show and any other time I'm communicating.
It'll make you more money, I promise you. Give us the website one more time, please.
Rockstarconnect.com.
All right, so.
Please.
Check it out, folks, and it's you got to admit that's a pretty cool breath of fresh air from a 26-year-old. Hey, Nick, come back again soon. Good job today.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. We'll do it again next time. Nick Cioffi, CIOFFI is how you spell his last name. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Steve Miller. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.